Welcome to the Naughtiest Naughty World Cup of 2001 Pop Songs. It is finally here. Oh, but welcome back, by the way. This is the first thing we've done in over a month. So welcome back. Nice to see you again. It isn't just me, Liam Milburn. It's also Scott McGurdy. How are you, Scott?
Oi to the oi. I am good. It's strange talking into this microphone with this kind of content again. Because I feel like recently I've said 2021 a lot and I've lost the 2001 vocabulary.
Oh, no.
So it feels weird and like I've got to actually focus. No, you know the way it takes a couple of months to get into the new year of the year.
Yeah,
I've just nailed 2021, and now we're chatting 2001 again.
And now we're being sent hurtling backwards 20 years. Yes, as I'm sure many people would rather enjoy. Really, I mean, certainly going through the lists of songs we're talking about for this little mini series, it has made me want to go back to 2001 because what a time to be alive it was.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the World Cup of 2001 pop songs. We did this last year in the summer after we finished the series 2000. The winner of that one was, of course, A1, Same Old Brand New You. Narrowly beat Mel C, I Turn to You in what was an enormous contest. The final had, I think, nearly 4,000 votes. We had backing from both A1 and Mel C. Towards the end of the final, it really got heated and tense. If that happens again, it happens again. Are you ready for the chaos that might be about to come to us, Scott? Because last time we did this was mental.
Yeah, I don't think I can cope with it because I've recently joined TikTok and it turns out that anybody can get some stats and interaction in TikTok. And I don't cope very well with it. It's actually really kind of debilitating. So I could struggle a little bit with this. But yeah, I am excited. But I forget that actually what happens is as much as there's lots of excitement, there's just complete devastation with something you expect to immediately get through.
Yeah.
Doesn't get through. There's heartbreak involved in this, and I need to be prepared for that.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. So what we do here is this is the draw for the first round. This is where we kick things off. Last year it was like a random number generator. We put it out as a tweet. Blah blah blah. We're going a bit bigger this year. If you can hear, that is indeed a tub of ping pong balls. Not just any ping pong balls. They are blue ping pong balls because the podcast, you know, the colours are blue. In this tub here are 32 balls with songs sticky taped to them, basically. I've printed them off and sticky taped them to the balls. I actually had to go to a sports website to buy ping pong balls. This was a great expense to me. Hopefully it's all worth it in the end. Even if it isn't, I've had fun sticking things to ping pong balls. So there you go.
I'm enjoying watching you on Discord with your balls in your hand. That's so interesting.
I forgot that you can see me.
I never thought we'd be here. I can see you. You can't see me today.
Mm-hmm. No. So yes, this tub here is the first round. 32 songs. Now we've had to split it because in total there's 48 songs in competition. So what's going to happen is in this tub here is 32 tracks that were winners for either myself or Scott or you, the listener, as part of our listener's choice, but they were not a number one single. None of these tracks were number ones. We've had to kind of split it. So there's like a two-legged thing. This is the preliminary round, like the qualifying round possibly.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever makes it through this round, there'll be 16 teams left from this lot, and they'll go up against the orange balls. There's a different tub of orange balls. 15 of them are number one, and one of them is Murder on the Dance Floor. because we all three of us picked it as a winner, so I thought it should have been a number one. It was a number two, so it's close. And clearly all of us thought it was good enough to be number one, so we're going to kind of stick it in there just to mix the numbers up. But maybe it doesn't need to make the numbers up. Maybe it's good enough to win on its own.
Do you know what?
Maybe, who knows?
Imagine if it won. It could win.
Yeah, I know.
Don't get me wrong, I've forgotten all of the other couple of hundred tracks that we've covered, but you know, it's just 4 weeks, everything's left my head apart from Kylie.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, very strange. Mm. I mean, we'll be starting 2002 very soon. We'll give you more information on that as the kind of World Cup progresses. We'll be trying to figure out more of the plans and what's coming up. But in the meantime, this is the World Cup of 2001 pop songs, and the draw is about to get underway. I'm going to actually film this and put it on the Twitter page so you can see me handle balls, which I'm sure will get us age restricted. So I might put it on Pornhub and OnlyFans as well. Actually, I need to press the record button on my phone
because
it's all very high tech here. It's all very high tech. Nope, that's recording the wall. Turn it back around. And there we go, boom. I even bought a ring light, Scott. I'm one of these fancy influencers now who bought a ring light.
I love it. I've got a ring light. Well, my wife has two ring lights. And one of them is brilliant that her sister got her. And you hold a little remote control.
Mm.
And whenever you want it to start recording on your phone, you click it and your phone starts recording, so you don't have to walk away from it. Brilliant. Great stuff. But yeah, I was wondering why you've got your fancy t-shirt on.
Oh, yeah. Just got to try and look nice, innit? I even showered for this. I hope you're grateful.
Your hair looks nice as well, too.
I don't know. I don't normally shower for the podcast. No, I just kind of roll out of bed and start talking. Yeah, but
there is a excessive amount of times that you've been in a cupboard after doing a night shift in a dressing gown when you've recorded this, haven't you?
Yeah.
You look so respectable today, so I'm glad people are really going to get a little bit of you in a video, which is really nice. Love it.
Lovely. Shall we get started then? I just want to get a
let's get your balls out.
Let's get the balls out. This is the first round. Voting will start later today. So if you're listening to this on Friday morning, the polls and stuff will go live like this afternoon, and then we'll keep you updated as things change across the next, I think, few weeks it's going to take, because there's 64 songs. We need to give you plenty of time to vote, and it's a lot of stuff. So they're all in a thing here. I'm going to have to shut my eyes and rummage around. It's very, very high tech. Right, the first ball I have touched is Wheatus, Teenage Dirtbag. Friend of the show, as I'm sure some of you have guessed from our Twitter page. We'll tell you more about that soon as well.
Yes.
Okay, Wheatus, Teenage Dirtbag is going to go up against Janet Jackson, All For You.
Ooh.
That was a winner for me for a few weeks. I like it very much. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wheatus, Janet Jackson, Scott, what do you think?
Oh, I don't know, because immediately thought no one's going to take Wheatus, and then that's the one other American artist that you don't want to go against, because in America, that was like one of the biggest tracks of the year.
Yeah.
Hard.
Yeah.
Hard. Yeah. Very different.
Yeah. Now, when I did the practice draw, I've just seen two of the balls that have caught my eye. I have got my eyes closed just to verify that it is all random. But I've just seen the two Nelly Furtado tracks that are in here. And when I did a practice of this yesterday, they drew each other. Could you imagine the drama if Nelly Furtado draws herself? Right, the next one. Basement Jacks, Romeo.
Ooh.
Now, there are two Basement Jacks tracks in here, because Where's Your Hat At was also a winner as well. So, right. So Basement Jacks, Romeo is going to go up against Reva featuring Danny Minogue.
Oh, no.
Who Do You Love Now?
Oh, no. Ooh. Oh, no.
Scott, thoughts? That's two tracks that I know you're quite fond of.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's close. I have a winner.
Okay. We'll not say who we're going to vote for. We don't want to sway the votes. We're independent adjudicators, although we will vote, of course. Right, next up is Outkast, Miss Jackson, a former series winner for me. And going up against Outkast, Miss Jackson is Nelly Furtado, Turn Off The Light.
Oh.
Ooh. Now, I think it's an underrated track. Only I chose it as a winner because that was the week that 5 Let's Dance was picked by yourself and I think by the listeners as well. So, yes, Nelly going up against Outkast, Miss Jackson. There you go. Right, next up is Jennifer Lopez and Play. Okay. There should be two J-Lo tracks, but I think the next J-Lo track is in the orange pile, so she can't draw herself on this occasion, but she can draw Papa Roach, Last Resort. I love this game. This is great. Jennifer Lopez,
how is playing your ball so brittle?
Well, I've had plenty of experience. I think I'm used to it by now, to be honest. What do you think, J-Lo, Papa Roach, Scott? Where do you think that one goes? Because that's two very different songs.
I need to go and listen to them, because my immediate thought was J-Lo, intro juice, big jam. Papa Roach, I just love it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I still feel it the minute I think about it. So yeah, I think that's quite a difficult one. I couldn't vote quickly in that scrolling past.
Okay, right, let's go. Next one is Alicia Keys, Fallen, which was a winner for you, Scott. Lovely piano, lovely atmosphere, lovely bit of vocals from Alicia. And she will be competing against, I'm hoping the tape doesn't fall off these because they aren't the best stuck on, Liberty, Thinking It Over.
Oh.
Is going to go against Alicia Keys and Fallen, two debut tracks.
Yep.
Two artists who went on to become quite big parts of the decade. So, interesting matchup. I'm running out of space for my balls. I'm going to have to move the balls I've already drawn somewhere else. Oh dear. They're going to go on the floor. They're going to go on the floor for now, and I'll sort them later on. Right, next up. Very high tech. Next up is Gorillaz, 19-2000, the Soul Child remix. Mm. Very nice. It was a different sound for Gorillaz after Clint Eastwood.
Yep.
a more upbeat version of the Doom that they displayed so far. Right. Gorillaz 19-2000 against... Ooh, this is interesting. Basement Jacks, Where's Your Head At? That feels like a derby match to me. That's like a Liverpool Man United, that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's a difficult
that's
choice.
That's like two quite similar tracks.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Right. I'm having a rummage. Here we go. Next out is Destiny's Child, Bootylicious.
Ooh, Stevie.
Which I seem to recall we were quite fond of. But people could have been quite annoyed by the sample. And it goes up against O-Town, All or Nothing, which was probably a surprise pick for me, considering just how much we hated Liquid Dreams.
Yeah.
But there you go. Right, we delve back in. So it's Destiny's Child against O-Town. The next pairing, this is one that Scott, I know you loved and probably still get quite upset about, Ricky Martin and Christina Aguilera, Nobody Wants to Be Lonely.
I just hear Davina DeCampo singing that whenever we interviewed her every time I think about it.
You know what? Funnily enough, me too. When I was sticking that bit of paper to this particular ping pong ball, I just pictured Davina DeCampo going, Nobody wants to grab. Love Davina. So that was Ricky and Christina going up against Nelly Furtado, I'm Like a Bird.
Okay.
Ooh, I feel like they were in the same episode. I feel like they were, I think they were in the same episode of the show. So that's two of, that's probably my winner against your winner going head to head for that one, I think. So Ricky and Christina against Nelly. The next pairing is the Dandy Warhols, Bohemian Like You. It's a big tune, like it very much. Advert music. Going up against... This is a track that I wasn't fond of on first listen, but is now part of my almost daily listening routine. It's the 18s and Upside Down.
Well, that's going to be a weird one because I think super fans are going to come out for 18s.
Yes, very, very possibly. Okay, I hope so. I'd love some 18s fans to get in touch.
Led by you.
Okay. We go again. Ayo and Nadia Ali, Rapture.
Oh, banger.
Is next out. Going up against... Ooh, this is, so is it Io Rapture against Mystique, All I Want?
No,
ooh,
no.
Two very different tracks. Both very cool, though.
Uh-huh.
Both very cool. Okay. We rummage. And next we get Supermen Lovers featuring Manny Hoffman, Starlight. Bit of new disco. Going up against... Ooh, Eve. Who's That Girl?
Okay.
La 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 la. Okay. Interesting. Weird matchup. We'll see how that one works out. Right, next out. Safri Duo, Played Alive, the Bongos song. Big tune, big tune. Big bongos, obviously. And they will go up against, ooh, interesting, Faithless, We Come One.
No, oh no.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's two very atmospheric tracks.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, Scott?
Torn.
Mm.
Really torn. Like five listens each before I can make a decision.
Okay. I've just counted there are eight balls left, so there should be four fixtures still at the draw.
Woo.
Next out is, ooh. Your balls are out of control. The next one out is Steps, It's the Way You Make Me Feel. The only appearance of Steps in this series. And I realised yesterday there's no S Club 7 in this.
Oh, wow.
Neither none of us picked Don't Stop Moving. Oh. Can you believe that? It was the record of the year. None of us picked it as a winner.
Yeah.
I feel like it's been hard done by there. So that Steps, It's the Way You Make Me Feel, going up against... Ooh, Fatboy Slim. Weapon of Choice.
Ooh. The video of videos. Mm.
Does the video carry that? Actually, well, the Steps track has a very good video too, all the dangerous liaison sort of stuff. So
it does. That's the, yeah, uh-huh.
Mm. Interesting. Okay. Six balls left. Six balls left. Next one out is Blue, All Rise, D debut from blue on a blue ball. It makes sense. So they go up against our friend Christoph, Ian Van Dahl.
Oh, sugar.
Castles in the Sky. Oh, dear. Mm-hmm. That's a big one.
That's difficult.
A very big one.
Very different, very
interested
difficult.
To see how that works out. Very difficult. Okay, four tracks left, including my current series winner, by the way. And there it is. Next one out, Linkin Park, In the End. I listened to it just a couple days ago, and I'm still totally besotted by it. So
amazing.
Good luck, 2002, knocking that one off. Linkin Park, In the End. Don't know what's left in there now. I knew that was in there, but I don't know what else is left. Three tracks. So, Linkin Park, In the End goes up against M&S Presents The Girl Next Door, Salsoul Nugget,
man.
If You Wanna. That's a very difficult matchup, isn't it? Probably for Salsoul. Not to influence the voting, but Linkin Park is so big, and that is a track that didn't do terribly well in the listener's choice. So, not too sure about that. Now, this is the final two. There is just two left. This is the final fixture. It is D12 and Purple Hills, which, Scott, I know you're repulsed by, but I still quite like. I was humming it to myself the other day. And D12 goes up against... I don't know why I rummaged for that one, because it's only one ball left.
I'll be devastated if it wins my vote.
D12 goes up against a track that I think most people forgot was in there. No disrespect to the song, but it isn't their biggest hit. Oxide and Neutrino... Middle finger.
God.
So it's an interesting matchup for the final one.
That might be officially the worst one. You know, the worst
Oxide
pairing.
Neutrino are class.
They are brilliant, but it's like, you know, I don't know. Weird, I didn't think it was going to be torn there, but it could, I don't know. Because you did actually, knock-on effect-wise, sell D12 to me a bit more, you know what I mean, than what I did. So you did nudge me a little bit. I do love Oxide Neutrino, but you know.
Yeah, I just like how committed D12 are to being offensive, and then for the radio edit, how unoffensive, but they were kind of how much they flipped it for the radio edit to like really to get it on the radio. That was impressive to me, but
yeah.
We'll find out what that means for the voting. Scott, lots of interesting contests there. We'll have to go through and listen back and just get a note of what they are to post them out, because I've not been keeping track. I've been too busy handling balls. But a lot of interesting contests there.
Yeah.
And a lot of big tracks that could go home very early.
I think it shows how good people's taste has been throughout the whole of this series.
Mm.
I think it's showcased it off really, really well. Yeah, I'm pleased. It is. I think that re-highlights that devastating thing of some really good ones are going to go fast.
Yeah.
And that is devastating.
Mm. So voting will begin on our Twitter page later today on Friday. Get yourself across there at TNN Pod. Vote for your favourites. Make sure you share it so more people get involved. And then here on the podcast feed, we'll be giving you regular updates as to our thoughts on the matches that have finished. And we'll kind of do the draws for the next one. And we'll have that for a few weeks. Do get in touch if you have any thoughts on what's been drawn out. If you've had any conflictions, if you've had any whitewashes, if you've just been totally besotted by one song and the other song didn't stand a chance. We want to hear your thoughts across the whole thing. Do get in touch at TNNpod on Twitter. We've also got our email address, hello@tnnpod.co.uk. Facebook and Instagram is TNNpod as well. Scott, are you ready for this madness that's about to begin?
I feel like I just have to go with it. I don't feel ready, but let's just embrace it.
And if that isn't a 2021 thing to say, I don't know what is. Do check us out on Twitter, and we'll see you again for the next episode in a few days' time.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.